Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim Shir HaMa'alos, Perek Kuf Chaf Tes, Chapter 129. On our journey through the 15 chapters, we have learned so many beautiful insights and themes that teach us not only how to handle this long exile, but how to remain an exalted nation throughout. The gift of this chapter, I believe, is perspective. We all know that perspective is everything. It is often not an experience itself, but our perspective towards it that will in fact determine its impact on us. And so verse 1 begins, Shir HaMa'alos, Rabbas Tziraruni Min Urai Yomar Na Yisrael, a song of ascents. Greatly have they assailed me since my youth. Let Yisrael now say. And so we have another look at our difficult history. And Radak explains again that this is exile. And since the beginning of exile, since the very beginning of our story, we have been persecuted and hated. The Alshich says that this actually takes us back to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, and our troubles there. And the Medrash teaches us that this refers to Yaakov Avinu and his need to flee first from Esav and then from Lavan. Radak says, in fact, that the word Tziraruni, that we translated as assailed, comes from Matzor, siege. We have been a nation besieged since our inception. This is all undeniably true, but doesn't seem to be so optimistic or happy or provide us with any form of encouragement. Seems to belong more to the Eicha or even Eov collection. Why must Yomar Na Yisrael? Why must Yisrael talk about this? Isn't it enough that we must live through it? The Malbim actually takes the word Rabbas and says, Rabbas Tziraruni Min Urai Nomar Na Yisrael. It is a great thing, and Jews should speak about it, that they have assailed me since my youth. Really? What's so great about it? Wait for Pasuk Beis, verse 2. Rabbas Tziraruni Min Urai Gam Lo Yachluli. Since my youth, they have assailed me a lot, but they have never overcome me. And this is the message, and this is the perspective. Tehillim teaches us they have tried and they have tried, but they have never succeeded. This is the perspective that gets us through. A person that is constantly attacked and never dies and is never vanquished, that's not a victim, that's a superhuman. And a nation that has gone through what we have gone through and is still here to tell the tale, that must be a nation blessed by Hashem. And as we look back to that Medrash, when is Min Urai? It is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov who fought with an angel. And Yaakov won. And when that happened, Yaakov was told, Vayomer lo Yaakov ye'amer od shimcha ki im Yisrael ki sarisa im Elokim ve'im anashim v'tuchal. Your name will not be Yaakov anymore, your name will be Yisrael. You have striven against a godly being and man, and you have won. This prophetic experience that Hashem allowed Yaakov to live through became the story of our nation and our very name and definition, Yisrael. Yes, it will be a struggle. It will never be easy, but you will prevail. And with this, the rest of the chapter becomes not a lamentation, but a victory cry, and something that can encourage us. As the Alshich explains, we made it through Mitzrayim. We can get through anything. And this is something that can help us get through personal challenges as well. I am a member of the Yisrael nation, a nation of strivers. I am not weak. This is my definition, my name. Verse 3. Al gabi harshu horshim he'erichu lema'anisam. Plowmen plowed against across my back. They made long furrows. But in this pasuk, Malbim explains, David HaMelech reminds us what our inner power is. It's not we who are superhuman, not because of our natural strength and power, for indeed the enemy was able to plow on our backs. So who is it? Verse 4. Hashem tzadik kitzeitz avos rishaim. It is Hashem who cuts the bonds that bind us to the yokes of the evil. It is Hashem's providence and care of us that is always our secret weapon, and their attempts to use us to further their own personal goals will fail. Yevoshu v'yisogu achor kol sonei tzion. Let all who hate Tzion fall back in disgrace. And in the last three verses of this chapter, Yihiyu kachatzir gagos shekadmas shalaf yavesh. Let them be like grass on roofs that fades before it can be pulled up. Shelomi lekapo kotzer v'chitzno ma'amer. That affords no handful for the reaper, no armful for the gatherer of shears, of sheaves. V'lo amru ha'ovrim birkas Hashem aleichem beirachnu eschem b'shem Hashem. No exchange with passers-by. The blessing of Hashem be upon you. We bless you by the name of Hashem. These last few psukim talk about a concept that David HaMelech speaks of often. Planting on a roof. It can look really pretty and fruitful for a while, but you can't lay deep roots in the soil. And ultimately, the heat of the sun will dry it out way before it can truly grow. And so it is with evildoers. They seem to have success. They seem to flourish. But it is an illusion, like a roof garden. It will not last. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.